Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
You know, Benjamin Franklin is credited with saying, when the people find out they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. I think it's safe to say what happened yesterday in Missouri is more than disappointing. It's evidence that old Ben was exactly right. And it means property in Franklin, St. Charles, Jefferson, and Lincoln counties is about to go up. Nothing that happened in the city surprises me, right? That's been a lost cause for about 70 years now. But I have to admit, in St. Louis County, I was shocked. There are clearly no moderates left. And the left is going to seek and destroy anybody who disagrees with their plans to redistribute wealth and give free everything to everybody. Of course, we already talked about the fact that yesterday we've added another member to the squad in Washington. The money grabbers just guaranteed that every tax you pay is about to skyrocket. That's Amendment 2. Blew a $300 million hole in the Missouri budget. So I'm fine. You get what you pay for. I don't want to hear another complaint about bad roads or cuts in education spending or law enforcement. That's exactly what was voted for yesterday. Because the left is going to try to blame the Republican majority for the draconian budget cuts that are headed our way. Guess what? Not their fault. And they're going to use that as an excuse to push for tax increases. People are going to get what they voted for. Able-bodied, childless adults are going to get free medical care. Criminals in the city are probably still celebrating tonight because Kim Gardner won re-election. They just got four more years of a free pass. By the way, if you're a homeowner thinking of defending your property in the city, Gardner probably already has a prosecutor watching you. And then in the first congressional district, I already mentioned Cori Bush, right? Spent her victory speech declaring Darren Wilson a murderer. Gives us a lot of hope for how she'll govern, doesn't it? Which brings me to St. Louis County, where voters made a very clear choice on a radical or more moderate path, and they overwhelmingly chose the hard lefty Sam Page. Batten down the hatches, baby, because an unrestrained Sam Page is coming after the rest of your freedoms later this week. I hear he has a news conference scheduled for Thursday to announce new restrictions. Your children might never get back to school, oh, wait a minute, until November 4th, when I understand the COVID crisis is scheduled to end. And I forgot the best news out of last night, because it's already pretty clear the inmates are running the asylum in the city and the county. That includes a vast swath of Ann Wagner's district, the second congressional district. Ann Wagner is in for the fight of her life, just so you know that. This is where we need to stake our ground and make one final valiant effort to maintain a little bit of common sense in St. Louis County. Now, to paraphrase Ben Franklin, the people discovered they could not only vote themselves money, but free health care and a get-out-of-jail-free card. Do me a favor. Will the last freedom-loving patriot in St. Louis County please bring the flag?
Get more at 971talk.com.